I enjoy listening to the Dog Whisperer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I enjoy listening to the Dog Whisperer. What's one of the most important and most exciting things that I have gotten out of watching the Dog Whisperer? As I watch this man, he comes upon dogs who are acting up and who are being dogs, and they're not being responsible animals. They're not being trained animals. And the Dog Whisperer comes upon a dog, and the dog is growling, and the dog is acting up, and the dog doesn't know what he's supposed to do, and so he's trying to get attention. And as he's trying to get attention, the Dog Whisperer walks into the experience. Now, the dog doesn't know the Dog Whisperer. The dog doesn't know that the family want the Dog Whisperer in their life to help them to accomplish a harmonious situation with the dog. All the Dog Whisperer knows is that this dog wants to have somebody to tell him what the rules are. But first, the Dog Whisperer has to know what the rules are for himself. And the rules for himself are, I'm number one. I'm in charge here. I'm the boss. I'm totally responsible for anything that goes on here. I'm taking charge. I am in charge here. What a beautiful thing to do. Now, the dog doesn't agree with him. The dog says, ha, 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 we'll show you who's in charge here. And so the Dog Whisperer does a number of his little programs. And one program is that he walks up to the dog, and the dog is trying to get to the front door to bark at people coming in. And the Dog Whisperer says to the dog, mentally, he doesn't speak out loud, and mentally, and he points with his finger, this is my territory, and he's telling the dog, stay away from the door. This is my territory. I own this front door. I own this area. Now, you just stay back. And the dog says, ho, 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 that's what you think. And so he tries to get to the door and runs there because that's his usual modus operandi to run to the door when anyone comes. And so he runs to the door and he tries to get to the door. And the Dog Whisperer says, this is my territory. He doesn't say it out loud. He says it mentally. And he says it with gesture. And he takes his hand. He says, no, this is my area. And in a very few moments, the dog recognizes that the Dog Whisperer is in charge. He is taking control. He is determining that this area of the door is his area, and the dog has to stay back of it. Now, the dog doesn't really care. It wants to do what it knows it's supposed to do, and it thought it was supposed to take charge of the door. He thought that he was supposed to take charge of any person coming into the house and tell them what to do and how to do it and frighten them and make them realize he is the boss. Well, the Dog Whisperer comes along and says, I'm the boss. He does not say this out loud. I cannot emphasize that too much. He says it in his mind. And he says it in his actions. And so the dog backs away from the door. And the Dog Whisperer does this with the dog several times. And pretty soon the dog gets the idea that the door belongs to the Dog Whisperer. The door belongs to Mr. Caesar, and he can do whatever he wants to do. And so After only a few moments, the dog got the message. Two messages, actually. One is that the dog whisperer is in charge, and that's his space. And the other message is that he no longer is in charge of that space. The dog's no longer in charge of that space. And so the dog backs away and sits down and watches what goes on. The dog is not feeling that he had been deprived of anything, that his privilege of guarding the door was taken away from him. That was no longer a situation. The dog just realized, hey, we got some new program here. Some new ideas going on. Okay, I'll sit back. I'll watch what goes on. I'll just let these people do what they want to do. That's okay. I don't mind. And then when people take a dog out for a walk, the dog wants to pull. He wants to go where he wants to go. He wants to take charge because he thinks that it's his responsibility to protect his people. And so when you have the dog on a short leash and you have him walking directly behind you and you have him there and you keep him there and you move him there with the leash and you tell him in no uncertain terms, his place is right back there, not pulling, not guiding, not telling you where to go, but just walking with you. Again, within a very few minutes, the dog acquiesces to the new boss. He acquiesces to what is expected of him. Then, the owner takes the leash and attempts to do the same thing, but the owner remembers what the dog did before. How the dog used to pull, and how the dog would always want to take the lead and do these things. And so the dog started to take the lead again. And so the dog whisperer has to teach the people that they have to be in charge of themselves first and of the dog second. Being in charge of themselves first, they say, I choose to be the boss here. I choose to take my dog for a walk and have him walk behind me, have him walk with me, because I like his presence. He is here for my pleasure and my company, and I enjoy it. The owner doesn't say, the dog's got to have some exercise. He's got to run. He's got to play. He's got to jump around. Oh, that makes it so nice. He's such a friendly guy. He jumps up on people. He does all these things. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. Well, you see, that aspect has to go. If ever we are going to be in charge of anything in our life, we must first take charge of ourselves. And when we take charge of ourselves, then we can take charge of anything else. Now, to take charge of yourself with a dog, you say, the dog is here for my pleasure. The dog is here because I enjoy him. The dog doesn't need anything. The dog enjoys whatever I give him. The dog is for me to enjoy. I am the master. I am the master. That's not too hard to say that you're the master of your dog. If you say you're the master of your dog, everyone will compliment you and say, how great. Now, what they're really not recognizing is that you are saying, I am the master of myself. I am in charge of me. I have decided that I would like to take the dog for a walk and have the dog walk behind me and be a pleasant experience for me to have along. I am enjoying my dog. I am enjoying my dog. And I'm doing the things that make me happy with my dog. Oh, you say that to other people and they think, boy, are you a dictator? Are you a ruler? Are you a terrible person? But that's exactly what you want. You want to be in charge. Not a dictator, not a ruler, not somebody who is being mean to another creature, but someone who is taking responsibility. Little children love to have parents who take responsibility, who tell them no and who tell them yes, who tell them the values that they are to live by. And The biggest thing with dog training is consistency. Always be consistent. Always have the dog walk behind you. Always have the dog be with you in charge. Because every time you let the dog take over, the dog has to relearn the idea that you're the boss. The dog has to relearn the idea that you're in charge. And the dog wants you to be in charge, because that makes the dog's life a lot easier. He doesn't have to go out and protect you from the world. He doesn't have to go out and make sure that everything is in order for you to walk down the street, for you to live in your house, for you to do anything. How often do you hear dogs barking and you say to yourself, what are they barking about? Well, what they're barking about is they sense somebody in the neighborhood or something in the neighborhood that might be threatening to their master. And so they want to bring attention to that, to their master. The wisest thing in the world for a master to do at a time like that is to call the dog in to him and have the dog sit down at his feet and say, okay, thank you for letting me know there's somebody in the neighborhood that needs my attention, but I don't have to go out there. He has a right to be out in his area of the neighborhood. I am in my area. So should anybody come by who has a vibration that is not positive and beneficial, we bless them and we release them. And you say that mentally to your dog. We bless them and release them. I could say it out loud too, but mentally is where the power takes place. So do this with your dog a few times, and his barking will cease to be a bother to you. His barking will be only the moment that he brings it to your attention, and then you say, okay, sit down. Good boy. First, you are in charge of yourself. First, you determine what it is you want, and then you carry it out. You carry it out by seeing it done, by seeing the dog cooperative, by seeing the dog doing all the things you choose to have him do. Never do you feel that what you're having him do is to limit him. Never do you feel that what you're doing is not kind to your dog. It is indeed the kindest thing in the world to let the dog know that you are the master and that the dog is with you. It is the kindest thing in the world to let our children know that we are their guide, their mentors, their counselor. We are the ones who love them. We are their way shower. We are the ones who show them the pathway of life. And we do it first by how we live our life. How we live our life with our own conviction of who we are, our own realization of where our values are. And when we do this, our life is a lot easier. Our life is a lot more wonderful. To take charge of ourselves first in any situation is the most beneficial thing that we could ever do. To take charge of ourselves in any situation is the most wonderful thing we could do, because what we are doing, we are determining what role we're going to play. And then we play the role. And if the role is as a teacher or a friend or a father or a mother or a master, as with a dog, then once we know what role we're going to play, then we can play that role. And we can play it most effectively and most beautifully. But that role requires that every one of us, at all times, be in charge of all the experiences of our life. Every one of us, at all times, says that all is in divine order. All is good. We don't have to say it out loud. As with our dog, the dog communicates with us mentally. We can say it quietly, but our actions, our attitude, our way of believing in ourselves, that is crucial to any success in having a happy, beneficial world where all is indeed in divine order. Dogs are good teachers to us because as we take charge of ourselves first, determine what we want with our relationship with our dog, and then put that course in motion lovingly, we find that we can put that course in motion in many other areas of our life, and that we can be wonderfully, beautifully, harmoniously, beneficially happy in everything that we do. It's a wonderful thing, and it's something you can do right now. And me too. I love you. I love you. I love you.